The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
So it's time for our weekly health spot with Dr. Brian Higgins from Galway Primary Care. Brian, let's talk about plantar fasciitis. What is that?
Hi, Matt. Plantar fasciitis is a really common condition affecting about 1 in 10 people. When you think of the foot, there's actually loads of bones in our feet. There's about 26 bones in the foot. And as we move, and we put a huge amount of force through the foot, and the plantar fascia is this really strong ligament that holds it all together. Sometimes through overuse, what can happen is that ligament can become damaged and can be a really common cause of extreme pain in the foot.
Okay. But why does that happen? You say overuse. Is this something that happens to athletes, or can it happen to anyone?
It can happen to anyone. I've had it, and it's really, really unpleasant. The most common person that I see getting it is somebody who's potentially hasn't been doing a lot of exercise and has returned to exercise. So they've started to do maybe some walking and some jogging, and they've started to put quite a bit of stress through their feet with potentially some old footwear, or maybe doing a lot of exercise that they haven't been doing before, or maybe they've gotten back to exercise because they're carrying a bit more weight. And especially if that person has either flat feet or high arches, again, that changes how the forces are moved through the foot. So it means that this strong ligament that has to hold everything together has to work even harder to do it. And it simply just can't. It almost works like a spring when our foot bounces off. And when it's asked to do more than it can, it'll just start to get damaged.
So it's not any of the bones or anything in the foot, although the pain might make people think, geez, have I broken a bone or something? It's not. It's actually ligament and tissue is the issue here.
Yeah, it's all ligament. And what happens is that ligament becomes damaged. And because ligaments don't have a brilliant blood supply, now, if you damage a muscle, that's going to heal really quickly because it has a really good blood supply, so it can heal very fast. Ligaments are a bit different. They really don't have a good blood supply, so they take a lot longer to heal. And the problem is when it's trying to heal, if you don't help it along and avoid the things that cause the strain in the first place, they'll heal with a scar that doesn't have the same shock absorption as the plantar fascia itself. And then that is what leads on to chronic pain. And it can be really, really, really sore. It can actually last for up to a year and can be quite debilitating for people.
And then is there also the issue that people look to try and solve it by resting it, but actually once they rest it, say a long sleep, they put their weight on their foot and they find themselves in a position whereby they actually are in more pain.
Yeah, so one of the things that's almost pathognomonic, which means when somebody says this to us, we think, this must be plantar fasciitis, is somebody who says, I get heel pain the first thing when I wake up in the morning. Because human beings, we're funny. When we sleep, we tend to point our feet. So our calf muscle and that Achilles tendon that goes down from the calf to the ankle shortens. So that kind of shortening then puts extra strain onto the tendon because everything just gets tight. And we know that by stretching this tendon helps a lot. So that shortness for the 8 hours that we're asleep, when you step up then and then you stretch the tendon with that first step in the morning, can be like stepping on a nail is the best way to describe it.
Is it easy enough to diagnose?
It's really any experienced doctor, a physiotherapist will be able to tell you really quickly if you have plantar fasciitis or something else. Now, it's important to remember that not all foot pain is plantar fasciitis. You can sometimes get an inflammation of that Achilles tendon that I mentioned, and that's quite common in runners. Or you can get maybe a stress fracture of the mid bones, the foot. It could be gout, which is also extremely painful, or maybe an infection in the bone. So it's definitely something that's, when you get that pain, it's definitely worth seeing your doctor or your physio to make sure that you've the correct diagnosis.
Treatment. How important is correct footwear? And even if maybe putting special insoles into your footwear?
So when you think of what happens with our foot, our heel strikes the ground. And every time you step, you actually put about 3 times your body weight through your heel. So if you're 60 kilos, you're putting maybe 180 kilos of force through that heel every time that you step. So if you're wearing today a pair of boots with almost like a wooden sole on them, there's not much give there. Whereas if you have a nice, soft, well-supported runner, that's going to absorb a lot of that force before it moves to your heel. So I always advise for people, one of the first things to do with the plantar fasciitis is to get a good pair of walking shoes. Or if you do have to wear work shoes, get something like a soft sole inside it. Sometimes people will advise orthotics. And orthotics are definitely worth talking to your GP or your physio with, because they're not suitable for everybody. But for some people with a fallen arch, even a relatively inexpensive over-the-counter type orthotic to support the arch can just help that foot move in a more natural way while the fascia is recovering. And people really don't need, in the vast majority of cases, to go out and spend a couple of hundred euro on orthotics. There are certain people that do, but most people don't.
Okay, well then, what about other things? And is it something to which you would apply heat or cold?
So one of my favourite things to tell patients to do, and most patients who do it get a really good result, is I tell them to get a 500ml bottle of water and put it in the freezer. So it freezes solid, almost like an ice block. And then when you're sitting down and watching the telly or eating your dinner, what you do is take off your shoe and your sock. And then what you do is you roll your foot over that iced bottle. So it's stretching the under surface of the foot and applying ice and cold as anti-inflammatory to the area, and that can help absolutely loads. And lots of gentle stretching. And the one brilliant thing now is with YouTube, there's some really excellent physiotherapists who have videos up on all sorts of musculoskeletal problems, where you can just Google and say, look, what's the best stretch for plantar fasciitis? And for most patients, a 6-week course of regular stretching, icing, and just adaptive footwear will help.
Sorry, Brian, you'd have to do that. A lot of people are texting and saying with things like anti-inflammatory medication work. They might work with the pain, but it's not actually going to help solve the problem, is it? Unless you do those other things.
Exactly, because you have to remember, plantar fasciitis, generally in medicine, when we say itis, that means inflammation. Plantar fasciitis is almost badly named because it's not inflamed. The tissue is actually just damaged and scarred. So you really have to figure out the process that caused the plantar fasciitis and reverse it to allow it to heal. Because taking something like an anti-inflammatory, it's going to have a pain-relieving effect. But because there's not much in the way of inflammation in the plantar fascia, it's going to do very, very little to heal it. The other thing I tell people to be cautious about are steroid injections. There are certainly some patients in whom we use steroid injections, but underneath that plantar fascia is a fat pad, and it's almost like a natural shock absorber in the foot. And the problem with using steroid injections is that it can actually cause that fat pad to shrink. So even though it works as a brilliant pain reliever, it might actually reduce the shock absorbing capacity of the heel and really have a more negative effect in the long term. There are some patients we use them for, but generally we do try to avoid them in most cases.
And very briefly, a listener says, is this also known as soldier's foot, or is that a different condition?
Yeah, no, soldier's foot and runner's foot as well, sometimes people call it.
Okay. It's plantar fasciitis. Thank you very much, Dr. Brian Higgins from Galway Primary Care, as ever, for joining us on our weekly health spot here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
Weekdays from 4:30. Today FM.